People have no idea how fragile society is, at least not until the day comes that they suffer a systemic cascading failure of infrastructure. I recently saw a very interesting video on YouTube, no less. It was called Civil War II, Who Will Win? I think that was the title. It was by a guy named Mark something. I think his channel name is Mark My Words. I forgot his last name. It's Mark something. It was a really good video. You should watch it, Civil War II. What the video pointed out is that in a civil war, the left, the anti-America forces, are really clustered in very small geographic areas, mainly liberal cities. And these cities include Los Angeles and Austin, Texas, and Chicago, and so on. And these liberal cities are all subject to systemic failures, very rapid failures, because liberal cities, like any cities, I guess, run on all these inputs. The inputs are artificial. In other words, they don't come from inside the city itself. They have to come from outside the city. And they include fuel. You know, the average city would collapse overnight without fuel deliveries. Gasoline, diesel, electricity, water, and food. And if you just count those four, even though there are others, other essentials, but if you just count those four, as this video explained, that's how you take down a city in a civil war, is you simply disrupt those four things. Now, I'm not advocating any kind of disruption. I'm not calling for any specific action. But as a journalist and an investigative journalist, I am interested in analysis that's been done by so-called red teams of military intelligence in the United States. They do red team kind of analyses that look at enemies and how enemies might take down U.S. cities. And, you know, let's say if the Russians tried to invade America, how would they try to take down a city? Or if the Chinese trying to invade America, or if there were a civil war, and let's say the traitors of America, the radical left-wing, seditious, treasonous traitors were maybe the pro-America patriots were in the process of trying to defeat the traitors and stop the treason. How might they take down a city? And the answer shocked me, because as Mark explained in this video, it's way easier than you might imagine. And I think part of that is because modern society today is so complex and there's so many logistics dependencies that every city is kind of on the verge of self-collapsing even on a good day. The criminal element is out of control. The police can barely keep order, you know. Sometimes the power grid doesn't work or it's overloaded. There are problems with water supplies. There are problems with food deliveries. Sometimes there are disruptions and so on. So the average city is just barely sustainable right now. If you add into that some kind of deliberate effort to intervene in the inputs of the city, i.e. fuel, food, electricity, and water, then you come to realize how quickly and how easily a city can be taken down and thrust into chaos. Now, as this video mentions, taking down a city like that, that's something that Navy SEALs have been trained to do. And it's been done by special forces, including Navy SEALs operators overseas in other arenas of warfare. You take down an enemy city using asymmetric warfare. And the way they do that, as described in this video, is, for example, they might shoot out the transformers in a power substation located outside the city. And in a military scenario, in a war scenario, that can be accomplished from quite a long distance, even a couple thousand yards away. And what happens is when you punch holes into the transformers, they lose their oil, their coolant oil, and then they overheat and explode. So essentially punching holes in them with bullets just causes them to drain, which causes them to, you know, malfunction. And what happens is then the replacement time, the larger the equipment, the longer the replacement time is. And so cities or areas of cities, whether we're talking about Navy SEALs operating overseas or, you know, some kind of a foreign invader or a civil war in the United States, large regions can be taken offline and plunged into darkness. Now, when the electricity goes off, then you have chaos in the average liberal city in America. Because when the electricity doesn't work, the water pumps don't work, the fuel pumps don't work, and the grocery stores don't function. The food can't be kept cold. The cash registers don't work because they're all electronic now. The internet doesn't work. You know, the gasoline pumps that fill your car don't work. Nothing works. The city water, which is pumped into a water tower, you might have a few hours of water, maybe a day, but after that, there's no more pumping of the water because the electricity's out. And so you get, in a liberal city, you get total collapse and total chaos within hours. You get massive looting, you get arson, you get murder, rape, robbery, everything you can imagine. Basically, the criminal element just runs rampant throughout the city. And the police, guess what? They go home because they have to protect their own families. I know a lot of cops, and that's what they would do. You know, at some point, it's like, the city's lost. You need to get home and protect your family, or you won't even have a family remaining after this. And so they will go home. They'll walk off the force. They'll just, you know, resign if they have to, rather than lose their family. So then the city just plunges into total chaos, and you have, if it's a liberal city, then you have the liberals who are trying to wage war against America. You have them preoccupied with their own disaster, a disaster essentially of their own making, because they've built these cesspools of human filth and destitution, homelessness, substance abuse, disease, everything. They've built these cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Seattle and Portland and Chicago and Austin and you know, many others on the East Coast and so on. They've built these cities, and when those cities start to collapse, it will occupy the liberals, which means they won't be able to keep fighting the rest of America because they're busy trying to just stop their own cities from burning down. And note that in this scenario, that is accomplished with a minimal expenditure of effort. And that's why it's called asymmetric warfare. But what struck me about watching this analysis video by Mark My Words is just realizing how vulnerable everything is in society today. ATMs won't work without electricity. Transactions cannot be done. You know, banks won't work, grocery stores won't work, gasoline stations won't work, just on and on and on. Everything grinds to a halt without electricity. So electricity is the Achilles heel of our modern society, whether you're talking about a civil war or a foreign enemy invader, or even an EMP weapon that takes down the power grid. The power grid is the Achilles heel. And I dare say that much of what exists in modern society today simply will collapse without power. And the longer the outage goes, the more the chaos accelerates, obviously. So a city might be able to survive 48 hours, maybe 72, maybe 96. I don't know. Depends on the city, I suppose. They might be able to survive a short-term outage. But as that outage continues to get longer and longer in duration, you end up with increasing levels of chaos, more police retiring, you know, resigning and going home. You end up with basically more desperation, more chaos and lawlessness. Once the gangbangers in LA figure out the police cannot respond, it's over for LA, really. They'll gather up like gangs of 20 people. They'll go through the suburbs just raping and pillaging. Trust me, if you didn't know that gangbangers would do that, then you need to watch some documentaries about drug dealers in LA, because the only thing holding them back right now is the idea that they might get shot. So if they can find a gun-free zone and the police have all gone home, then these gangbangers are just going to rape and pillage their way across every, you know, upper-class neighborhood that they can find. There's no stopping them at that point. And especially in these liberal cities, people are disarmed. They don't believe in guns. Well, guess what? The gangbangers do. They've got AKs and ARs and hand cannons and shotguns, everything. They're going to come in and just take over. And they won't be able to be stopped. And frankly, a lot of the, if it's a civil war scenario, a lot of the patriots of America, they're not going to go in and try to rescue some liberal city. They're just going to, you know, stand back and watch it burn, because, you know, why would you want to risk your life to save a bunch of traitors? So those cities will burn themselves out. Those cities will collapse themselves. That's the truth, you know, in this scenario. So some things to think about. I want you to be safe. I want everybody to be safe. And I want you to stay informed. We've got a couple of websites on this. Of course, survival.news is one of them. Definitely check it out. You'll learn a lot there. I also publish collapse.news, which just focuses on societal collapse. It's very informative. And, you know, I pray for safety of everyone. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see violence. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I don't want to see blood spilled on the streets of America. But I also know that it's probably coming because of the circumstances that have been put in place by very short-sighted people and a lot of people who hate America. The radical left has become enemies of America in many ways, and they despise this country and they want to see this country crumble. Wouldn't it be ironic if instead their cities burned to the ground and the rest of America was just fine? That would be a scenario that sort of the left has brought upon itself. We'll have to watch and see what happens, but thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here. You can hear more of my podcast at brighteon.com. That's the word bright, E-O-N, brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger Store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.